Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go, The Happening. This is Brooke, and it's just me here today. Danielle is a true gal on the go. She just started spin instructing this week. So yeah, Danielle isn't here today, but honestly, it was mostly me being like, dude, take a breath. I got this. So you just have me for a little Monday motivation. We're going to go through, I'll give you guys some positive inspiration for your week, and then we'll go into some favorites. And then, the Bachelor talk, of course, the long awaited. I know you guys want to hear Danielle and I's opinions on that. So I feel like I haven't talked about The Bachelor on this podcast yet. I tweet about it a lot because I watch it and I live tweet it. I don't know why, but this season has been really, really good. So we'll hop into that in a sec, but we're going to start off with a positive message for the week. This is something that's like very personal to me and like kind of what's going on in my life. So maybe it will resonate with one of you guys and what's happening in your life. I know everybody's at a different spot. You know, it could be someone's best day ever and someone's worst day ever. And this is just something that I thought it pertained to me. And even if you could connect with one part of the message, this was DM'd to me by a subscriber, follower, whatever you want to call it. Her name is Alicia. She's so cute. I love when you guys send me little quotes from my quote accounts or even memes and stuff. You guys DM me the funniest stuff and the sweetest stuff. So you can do that. My username is @BrookeMichio on Instagram. And I love connecting with you guys on there. So this says, it's from the Instagram Vibe Source, VYBE Source. I didn't even check out like the whole page. Oh, it's like a pretty poppin' page, but this basically is a quote and it says, maybe right now your journey isn't about love. Maybe right now your journey is about you. Maybe this is the season you're being challenged to be your own savior, to be your own safe place. And wow, hits hard. Not even like going through it or whatever, but I think I've been emphasizing just trying to meet people and get out there and get after it. And I had this kind of calling, actually. I did like one of these readings. It was with an astrointuitive, not a psychic, even though I do believe in like psychic readings and all that stuff too. But I did one and she basically reiterated the same thing to me. She was like, sis, like the love part of it is going to come when it comes. But like right now you got to put the work in on yourself. And I think it's like brutal honesty that I needed to hear. Not that it necessarily applies to you guys, but I think that if you're out there chasing something, whether it's love or validation from someone or a friend, or yeah, it doesn't even have to be like a romantic partner, but I think we all crave some sort of validation, family, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, you have to love yourself and find that true inner like passion and drive from yourself. So yeah, so maybe right now your journey is about you. And that's what I'm focusing on in 2020 is me and bettering myself and, you know, taking care of myself mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever it may be, taking more time for me, traveling and experiencing life. And I'm so thankful that I have the opportunity to do these things. Thanks to all of you guys, of course. It's been actually amazing when I step back and I'm like, I can't believe this is my freaking life. So very thankful. But at the same time, self-love, baby. I think that's the theme of this week for everybody. Even if you are in a relationship or you are in love, whatever it is, focus on you. Do something for you this week, you know, self-love. So going forward, a pop culture fave of the week, we're going to talk about The Bachelor, because honestly, this is a fantastic season of The Bachelor. So it actually is my pop culture favorite. Also, pretty much the only TV show I'm really watching right now. I've been like kind of rewatching Gossip Girl a little bit, just like as background noise while I'm doing stuff on my computer, or like cooking or stuff like that. But I'm not like sitting down actively watching. Sometimes it's fun to just return to an old, like familiar show. But at the same time, I'm like, there's such great shows on TV these days. I probably should, you know, be watching something different because I've watched Gossip Girl like 20 times. But all reliable. We always return to what's comfortable, don't we? Which is bad, I guess. I'm like preaching the opposite of that. Anyways, my favorite is The Bachelor. Peter is The Bachelor. This was episode 2 this week. So I guess the day that this is going live, episode 3 will be up. So, well, that goes up at 8. You guys, I like got Mariah's family's YouTube TV account so that I could watch it because I don't have cable. And I think you can stream it on abc.com, but then I enter in like my parents' cable account and it's like, oh, you're out of service because it only services like New York, like tri-state area or something. And it like recognizes that I'm in Boston most of the time when I'm watching. So anyways, we'll talk about Bachelor, I guess, a little bit and the thoughts. These are going to be some spoilers, I guess. So if you're not like, not spoilers for the whole show, but if you are on, if you're not up to episode two, like if you only watched episode one, I don't know, you probably saw everything on social media. If you guys are active on there at all, I feel like there's memes and stuff about all this. So it started off with, the episode started off with Hannah B coming back, and she was back, I guess, on the first episode. And then she stayed through to the second episode and she was crying and saying how she like thinks she made a mistake and like wants Peter back and stuff. And I've been seeing a lot of mixed opinions on people being like, Hannah B and Peter, yay, like they should just date and like end the season now. And then I see the ones that are like, kind of be like, get out of here, basically. So obviously we all know that the production behind the show is the people that are like, Hannah B, you need to come back. You know, I doubt, I very highly doubt on her own free will, Hannah B was like, I'm going to go back. Like they sign these crazy contracts and they basically have to do whatever The Bachelor tells them to do. I don't even know much about it. And I know that much. So who knows really what the storyline is there, but she really was like crying and like emotional, of course, because I think she recognizes that on her season, she made, you know, massive mistake by first choosing Jed and then trying to go for Tyler C, and then obviously none of those worked out and Peter was the third choice, which I just think is so rude to Peter. Like he's, I don't even know, he's the quote like backup, like I don't even freaking know. I just don't see how that's right or fair or justified, so I'm not the biggest fan of that. I think she's cool and everything, but I think that she's just got to move on and like kind of get out of it. And I think that she, even if it is production or whatnot, obviously it's like trying to stir the pot, but I think it's messing with his process too, because the timeline of their filming is they basically finish filming. So they finished filming for Hannah B's season of Bachelorette. And then a few months later, Peter's back in it and then he has to do the whole thing. So in my opinion, she's kind of messing with his process and he's got to do it on his own. And I just, I'm not really here for them together. I think that she needs to move on. So that's one portion. That's my hot take there. You guys let me know if you disagree. I don't know. I feel like everyone has a different take on it. I definitely think they have like chemistry and everything, but I think he has a great crop of girls to pick from and it's his time to shine, Hannah. So like, thank you, next. All right, so now other stuff that happened on this episode, the big Champagne Gate scandal. So it was like this bottle of champagne. Basically, they put out like, technically they put out two bottles of champagne. One of them was like this very special like premium bottle. One of them was just like a regular bottle. And apparently they didn't specify which was which. And Hannah Ann is one of the younger girls in the cast. She's 23. She's a model from Tennessee. Apparently she knew Hannah G, who's from a few seasons ago. What was she? Was she on Colton's season? Yes, she was on Colton's season. So apparently she has like some ties to Hannah G, this girl, Hannah Ann. Not the biggest fan of this girl. I just think that she is really fake. I just like see through it. Like I feel like she's always smiling and being like, what? I was bullied and like acting this way. And I just like could see through kind of people that are like that. And I just feel like she's not real, not the biggest fan of her. So anyways, this girl, this other girl, Kelsey, basically set up this whole special setup of her champagne and was like, I've been saving this bottle for a year to open it with someone that was special to me or like a special occasion. And then Hannah Ann takes Peter outside and, quote, without her knowing, she opened up the special bottle of champagne and not the other bottle. So then this girl Kelsey like freaked out and basically like attacked Hannah Ann. But at first she was like crying, being so upset, and then she like attacked Hannah Ann basically. So now everybody's like, oh, are they both crazy? Like, what the heck? So I definitely think Kelsey overreacted, of course. But I also think that in one of these situations, it's not really fair to judge because we don't know what the heck is going on behind the scenes. Like, you don't know if the producers are like back there hyping her up, being like, do you hate Hannah Ann? Like, are you so pissed at her? And then she's crying. Like, you don't know what they're saying to like gas these people up. And I think that's a big part of reality TV. And that's why it is so like emotional and dramatic. It's because of the production team, and Bachelor is known to do that. So I don't know. This, and this girl, Kelsey, she's definitely a little much in terms of like, she's very outspoken and just kind of crazy. I think she is a little crazy. So I'm not the biggest fan of her, but I really just see through Hannah Ann and I don't like her. And I have a feeling that she's going to go really far because she's a super young, cute, quote, like fun, confident girl. And that was like the whole theme of this episode. She was like so confident. And they did like a Revolve fashion show. Oh my gosh, you guys have to watch this episode. I feel like all ex-Bachelor, Bachelorette no, Bachelor contestants, whatever, all the girls from the show leave the show, start their little Instagram careers, which go them. I think it's great to, you know, go for your dreams and stuff. And also, like, you have a platform, so you might as well use it. But they always work with Revolve. And then they did, like, for one of the group dates on this episode, they did a fashion show with Revolve, and Hannah Ann, another spoiler, Hannah Ann won because she's a model and, like, super confident. There's this other girl, Victoria. I'm not the biggest fan of Victoria either. I read some sus stuff about her. I do think everybody deserves a second chance, and sometimes, like, online gossip definitely isn't true and whatnot, but there were some harsh rumors about her. And I feel like the ones who there's always, like, really harsh rumors about, they tend to be true, because there were rumors about Jed last season, that Jed was on the show for the wrong reasons. Luke P, obviously we knew he was a psychopath. So I feel like you just got to trust your gut when you're, like, not getting the best vibe from these people. But I think they did a really good job for Peter, and I think they pulled a good group. I hope he uses his head. I think that's what I always see in these guys, is that they think with their, I don't know, like, they go for the most, like, young, attractive girls that just aren't ready for marriage. I mean, think of Colton and Cassie. Like, this girl literally was like, I'm just not ready for marriage at all. And he still went for her. I guess they're still dating, so hopefully it works out for them. I wish the best for them. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like the whole point of the show is engagement, of course. So these girls are, like, my age. I mean, I know, like, I'm at this point in my life, like, I was texting my mom. I was like, I am not ready for engagement. Like, I mean, I could do a relationship, I guess, but damn, that's intense. So my favorites on this season are Kelly. So she's the attorney. She lives in Chicago. Love her. Love that she's, like, actually, like, a badass out there killing it, doing her legal stuff, crushing life. And I just think she's, like, so much more mature than the other girls, and it's such a clear difference just in the way she speaks. She actually met Peter before. Do we think there's a different story there, you guys? So the story that they claim is that she was already cast for the show, and then he was at his high school reunion and she was at a wedding that just so happened to be at the same hotel in California, which I do believe, like, the coincidence thing of them meeting. But my mom was like, I bet that she met him and then he was like, you need to go on the show. But honestly, I believe that, like, maybe she wasn't, like, totally cast for the show, but she was, like, still in casting, and then he was like, oh my gosh, I met this girl, she's cool, you know. Did they kiss? Was there something more at this hotel that happened that night? We don't know. But I don't care, because I really like her, and I think that they'd be a good match, a mature duo. I don't, like, Peter's too mature. Like, he has his own thing going on. He's a pilot. He's a great family. He doesn't need to go for these people that don't have their, like, life figured out, or that just are so immature. And, like, I see that with people like Hannah Ann. So if he goes for someone like that, I'm going to be really disappointed, because I have very high expectations for Peter. He's an angel. When they show the clips of his family, it's just like, they're so precious. Another favorite, Madison. I know we talked about it last week. Well, Danielle and her pals talked about it on The Happening, that the scandal, I guess, of her, like, she commented on her own picture, like, you're so genuine, Madison. But it was from her own account. She said her sister was on her account, but she probably just made, like, a fan account for herself, which I don't really think they have to be doing. And this girl already has, like, what, like, 200K followers on Instagram. Like, she didn't need to make a fan account for herself. It's going to be okay. But I think that she's cool, and I think she does have a good head on her shoulders. Hopefully that was, like, a one-off incident for this girl. Madison, I'm on her. Oh, she has over 300K on Instagram now. She had 200K last week. It's amazing. Every episode that goes by, they just go up and up and up. She's a beautiful, beautiful girl. I can't even imagine. She graduated from college a year before me, you guys. These people are literally my age. It's mind-blowing. But I like her, and I think that they have really good chemistry. Even though she is young, she seems, like, a little more mature than Hannah Ann. Another favorite, she's been, like, in the background, but I saw her in some, you know, when they do the, like, coming up this season bit, she's in it. So she sticks around for a while. Lexi, she is so cute. She's the redhead. She came in the red car. She was like, I'm a redhead, red car. And Peter at the end there was like, I remember, and I got you this, like, little mini red car. I see, like, a lot of chemistry between them. I think she's a great girl. I think she'll start getting more dates. And, I mean, I don't know if she's going to make it, like, super far, honestly, but I feel like I could see her being, like, maybe top four, like, top five, something, like, relevant. She's a really cute girl, and I want the best for her. So, yeah, not the biggest fan of Hannah Ann, not the biggest fan of Victoria. Kelsey, like, whatever, she's probably going to go home, like, next week. that's my thoughts on Bachelor. I think it is like a really good season. I think they're really setting it up for a good bit of drama. The like in the season coming ahead clips looked hype. So I'm excited to keep watching. Follow me on Twitter or just keep up with the happening to see our thoughts. I know Danielle is very invested in the season too. So it will be a good one. Champagne Gate. So now for the actual portion of the happening, what's been happening in the world? So we have two little stories here for you guys. The first one is You Season 3. It was announced a few days ago before I'm recording this that You renewed by Netflix for Season 3. And it says actually in this article who is returning. So it's, did you actually know, did anyone know that You is an adaptation of a book? So it's by Caroline Kepnes. It's the novel. So it originally also Season 1 of You was a Lifetime show. And then Netflix bought it out, I guess. So now it's a Netflix show, because I don't think it did well on Lifetime, and then they put on Netflix and it just like the popularity surged according to this article. So shortly thereafter, despite the fact that Lifetime had renewed the show for Season 2, it was announced that the series would be moving to Netflix for the rest of its small screen life. You Season 2 debuted on Netflix just after Christmas. And yeah, so of course Penn Bagley will be returning, as well as Love, Victoria Pedritri. I like her. I don't know. Spoiler for this show, You, I guess not really a huge spoiler, but the ending wasn't really, I don't know. It wasn't like crazy my vibe. I see how there could be a Season 3, but I'm just like, are we going to drag out the story again? So, I mean, of course, am I going to watch it? Of course, but yeah. So just as You Season 2 switched locations from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, You Season 3 will be shifting to the suburbs. A plot twist was teased by Gamble, who confirmed the third season would find Joe trying to adjust to his life in this new environment. We would love to move the lens for Season 3 because one of the things that we like about the show is that Joe dives into a different fishbowl every season. Culturally, he's going somewhere different and his problems are totally different in Season 3. So I do like that idea that it's like somewhere different every time, although I do think Season 1 was the best. If you need a show to watch, watch You Season 1. Season 2 was okay, in my opinion. I'm not surprised that it's renewed. I feel like it also appeals to like a pretty wide audience. Like, I mean, it's a little risque, I feel like, if you're a little bit younger, because it's kind of graphic. But at the same time, like, it appeals to guys and girls because it has like the little like murder creepy element. It's not a total like rom-com. It's honestly a great show, but whatever. Keep your heads up this week, you guys. We're killing it. Self-love. I feel like that's a good theme to step into this week with. And let me know your opinions on all of these various subjects, because I'm personally interested. Bachelor. I think Bachelor is so interesting too, because everyone has like specific opinions and like their hot takes. And I feel like people try to like really stick to them. They're like, oh no, I don't like that person, like hard answer. And I don't know, I'm pretty open to a variety of opinions, so let me know. But we will talk to you guys on Wednesday. We have a great episode planned. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Back with Danielle. But enjoy your week. Happy Monday. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach floral printed leather Cassie crossbody bag, and the Le Creuset shallot Dutch oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.